BIIGTIGONGNISHNAABEG. In the next few years, work is expected to get underway on two new major community projects. The first is a new cultural center to focus on intergenerational knowledge sharing by providing education to facilitate healing and wellness through reconnection with the land. The center's programming will be designed to ensure the center is a safe space for vulnerable and at-risk individuals. During last week's ceremony celebrating a community benefits agreement for the Marathon Palladium Project, Bayagtaigong Anishinaabeg Chief Duncan Makano spoke about the need for the community to become self-reliant and sustainable, so future generations do not have to be dependent on the federal government for resources. At some point in the future, this community will be totally independent, and not have to depend on anyone, for funding. And that's what you call nation-building, said Makano. The cultural center will provide our First Nation members with the opportunity to gather within the pristine lands of our territory. Our goal is to maintain the land's natural solitude and beauty while offering a unique space where our members can gather for learning, programming, and healing. We are excited about the prospects this project offers today and into the future. Although the federal government will invest $4.1 million in this project, the funding will provide TH community with an opportunity to invest in a path to healing. Haidu thanked Makano in her speech, crediting him for being a mentor throughout her career as a politician. This is a reflection of the progressive vision of the chief and council and every in the Bayagtaigong Anishinaabeg. I can't tell you about how many times I've spoken about Bayagtaigong in the House of Commons and indeed with partners, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, in particular about the focus Bayagtaigong have placed on their children and in healing their community from the ongoing experience of colonization, Haidu said. Construction for the new cultural center is scheduled to begin in spring 2023. The second project is the construction of a new $58 million raw water intake and treatment plant. As elders and many people across the country remind me daily, water is life and it's essential. It's the foundation element to community wellness and health, said Haidu. As you also know, this country has an abysmal record of protecting clean drinking water for First Nations through a variety of different reasons, including the ongoing poisoning of the water industrial action and lack of protection. Upon completion, the new water treatment plant will provide safe, clean drinking water for more than 168 homes and several non-residential buildings, such as the administration office, schools, the health center, community center and daycare. Oftentimes when we are talking about water and water protection on First Nations, we are talking about replacing extremely inefficient and sometimes dysfunctional water systems that haven't worked for a very long time, said Haidu. The community's water treatment plant is at the end of its life cycle. Haidu said funding commitment for the water treatment plant is a step toward ensuring the federal government is taking proactive measures to the long-standing issues of hazardous drinking water in First Nations community. With the expansions and the build of our new water system is directly related to our ability to build new houses. Without that new upgraded water system, we couldn't do that, said Makano. The new plant is anticipated to be operational in November 2024.